Derek Warren here with Jody Taylor of Visit Effingham. Thanks again for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It is going into April now, which means there's all kinds of events coming up for the springtime. So what do we have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. April really kind of kicks off a lot of our spring events. So we love just to get a great list of stuff going. And I'll just start right off with the Effingham Performance Center. Because this, you know, they're kind of winding down this season 15, but they've got a lot of really good shows in the month of April. So super excited about that. I know on April 5th, they have Blackhawk coming. And I think that show is sold out. But they probably have some single tickets still available. And sometimes if you call day of show, they get some tickets that are released and stuff like that. So if you're a 90s country fan, that is a good show to go see.
It looks like that's next weekend, correct?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, April 5th. So that'll be a really fun one. And then April 11th, another kind of 90s country, Randy Travis, the More Life Tour is coming to town. So that'll be another really fun one. I think there are a few tickets left for that, too. So, again, if you're interested in that, you definitely want to check that out as soon as possible. Then the next day on April 12th, we have Great White and Slaughter. So that's going to be of that.
Aren't they there a lot?
I feel like they've been here before. Or, you know, that hair bangers ball type of 80s rock. That'll be a fun one, I think. If you like that kind of music, that'll be a really, really fun show. And then April 25th is the EPC Idol Finals. That is a super fun show. It's area singers. So they've gone out all throughout the winter and the spring, and they found kind of the best of the best here in Effingham. So it's basically an American Idol, but it's the EPC Idol. So they'll be doing that on April 25th. And there's live voting. It's all very you can even vote. Like, you can watch online. And you can vote, you know, at your house or there itself. It's a really, really cool production, and we hope people will, you know, show up and participate in that, too.
Now, I'm curious, if they vote, are they voting during the event?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So is there, like, an app that they got to download or something?
Okay. Yes, yes. I'm not exactly, I've never personally been to it, so I don't know what it is. But, yeah, I think it's just, like, an app that you download, and you are literally voting all the way through.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
cool.
Really,
yeah,
really
interactive.
Cool. Yes, yeah, it is awesome. So I'm really excited about that one. I'm hoping I can get to that one. And then on April 27th, the Airmen of Note are playing, and that is just a really, really cool, I think it's like the U.S., is it like the U.S. Air Force, where they just do like a lot of really cool kind of patriotic songs and stuff like that. So if you're into that kind of stuff, I think that'll be just a really wonderful show, too.
Yeah, definitely. Right before the end of the month there, you got something patriotic for everybody.
Yeah,
in the area.
Absolutely. So, like I said, the Effingham Performance Center, they always have so much going on. So we love to be out there supporting all of their shows. And then just in general, so much going on in the month of April. I know we always have live music throughout the month. The Village Wine Shop, they have live music every Friday. So many cool bands and artists are going to be there. So definitely check out all of those. There's also a music bingo on April 4th at Tuscan Hills Winery. So if you're a music aficionado, that's a really fun one to go to. The Midwest Marketplace, their spring showcase is April 5th this year, and that has been at the mall the last couple of years, but they're moving that to the Effingham Event Center. Okay. So if you really just want to find something really fun, spring, they have everything from food, crafts, boutiques, just everything in between. It's just a really fun shopping event. So that'll be April 5th. They also have the Spring Craft and Vendor Show on April 6th, and that's at the Keller Convention Center. That has been going on for, gosh, I don't know how long, but it's a very popular show to go to. So if you like crafts and things like that, we encourage people to head out there on April 6th.
A local tradition.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. And then I know POS Music Works is doing a youth open mic night at Joe Sipper's on April 11th, which is just, so cool. We have the artists and musicians in our area. We have just a great crew of them. And POTS Music Works is always trying to do great things to get the youth involved. So this will just strictly be a youth open mic night in that back room there. So we encourage people to go out and support that. Or if you have a young musician, have them sign up and get involved with that. And like I said, that's on April 11th. And then we're kind of going into Easter. Easter's getting closer and closer in the month of April. So on April 12th, Legacy Harley-Davidson is doing an Easter egg hunt. That'll be really fun. There's an Easter party at the Arena Trampoline Park on April 17th. So if your kids love, I mean, this is like the perfect, you can have the Easter bunny, some cookies, and you can have them jump off all that energy at the arena. So that'll be really fun. There's an adult Easter egg hunt at Tuscan Hills Winery on April 19th. And that, I think you pay $10 for a ticket to try to find a golden egg. And if you find the golden egg, I think you get like a rental space in Tuscan Hills for free.
Oh, wow.
Or a percentage off of it or something. It's a really cool deal. So something to definitely check out. And then the annual Easter extravaganza is at the Thelma Keller Convention Center on April 19th. And that is just such a fun event. They've been doing it for so long. And, you know, the Easter Bunny is there. We sponsor the photos that you can get with the Easter Bunny. There's all kinds of cool vendors there. And then there are, you know, egg hunts for every level. So a really, really fun. And that's always the day before Easter. So we love that. There's also Easter brunch at the Thelma Keller Convention Center, and that's on Easter Day on April 20th. And so that kind of wraps up all the Easter stuff that we have, although I'm sure there's more stuff out there. People are always adding more events. So there's plenty of stuff for people to do on Easter. And then there's Tuscan Hills Winery actually bringing it back to April 18th. They're doing a Scary Poppins murder mystery dinner.
I gotta love those.
Yeah, those murder mystery dinners are so fun. And Tuscan Hills Winery does such a good job of, you know, putting a spin on some sort of classic movie or show or theme or whatever. So
make
Scary
it interactive
Poppins.
And fun for everybody.
Yeah, so you get, you know, basically a dinner and a show with that. And you can get those tickets through Tuscan Hills Winery. That's always really fun. And then they also have, on April 26th, they have an anniversary party at Tuscan Hills Winery. And I think that's just a place or a reason to go. And if you got married at Tuscan Hills Winery sometime in the last 10 years or so that they've been open, they encourage you to go there and celebrate with them on that April 26th. So...
Okay, that makes more sense. I didn't.
I know when
that
I
was
first
an anniversary.
Yeah,
of the,
anniversary of
yeah.
Tuscan Hills. Yeah, and that's in July. So, so that's a fun thing for everybody. And I know we'll talk more about this later, but we also have in the month of April Effingham Restaurant Week. So that runs April 7th through the 13th, and we're really excited about that too. So we hope people follow along and get involved in that. And if anyone has an event that we don't mention, we encourage them to get a hold of us or check out our website, which is visiteffinghamil.com. You can submit an event there too, and we'd be happy to post it for you.
All right. Sounds good. Again, that's visiteffinghamil.com. So submit them there, and if you don't see anything there, make sure to send them there as well. So, all right.
Thank you
for that.